This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning, and the NFL regular season has ended. And we got exactly what we prayed for. Our Philadelphia Eagles, 14-3, number one seed in the NFC. Bye next week. Ah, I'm so happy.
No, you're not.
I'm not that happy.
You're lying.
Liar.
I'm not that happy.
Absolutely not.
You. Well, I didn't introduce you yet, Barrett. Barrett Brooks is in for Al today because we're going to find somebody with Al's encyclopedic knowledge of football. I mean, Barrett's going to fake it, but no way he can fill that hole.
He's breathing.
All right, Keith Jones is here. Rhea Hughes is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in a... Rhea, I don't even know how to do today's show.
Yes.
You can't... if I'd have said to you, remember when I put a bet in 8.5 wins?
Yes.
I won that bet in October. should I not be doing cartwheels that my football team got the biggest prize you could get for the regular season, the bye? You only get one.
Yeah.
One team gets a bye. Yeah. It's our team. One team. No Eagle team ever won 14. Now, granted, they get the extra game. Still, nobody did it.
It's impressive.
The problem is I watched the game yesterday.
Yes.
That was my mistake.
It was a turd.
Because that game was awful.
It was.
It was incomprehensible. It was illogical. It raised more doubts than I've had about the team all year. And I don't know how to do a show to that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it. Just listen to Gesser. Tell me if this is not an arsenal of great guests. At 8 o'clock today marks the return of the legend himself, Ray Dittinger.
Oh, man.
Now, Ray's going to have a hard time. He has been off the whole year.
Wow.
And he's coming back for the playoffs. And Ray's going to have to explain to me the play calling in the first quarter. Because to say it made no sense is to give it praise.
Yes.
It was beyond ridiculous. And I don't understand that. I don't understand the fourth quarter with the defense. What were they doing? Do you know, I encountered Hugh Douglas in the hallways here. He's still working it for Atlanta, but he's doing it from here.
What did he say?
I said, "You, what the hell happened in the fourth quarter? That was Davis Webb. That was they didn't even know. He had to introduce himself to his players. Before the game, he ended up putting 13 points up, 2 touchdowns. How did he do that? And Douglas went, well, at that point, the Eagle defensive players were stat hunting.
Yes.
They were trying to get one more sack, one more pick, one more.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how do you, Jonesy, glass half full, glass half empty?
It would be half full if you were convinced that Hurts was 100% healthy and ready to go. That, to me, that's the only reason I really wanted to see that game. I'm not convinced that he's 100%.
Oh, he's definitely Barrett. You saw it. He was not 100%, right?
No.
He toughed it out to play that game.
Well, you know what? And which is crazy because I was talking to Jaws, you know, throughout the game, and we listened to the broadcast while you know, inside the office, and I heard Charles Davis say when they have their meetings on you know throughout the week with the players, you know, they get to talk to the players one on one, and you know, one thing that really struck me and struck Jaws was the fact that he said I was, you know, hurt more than what people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't throw for 2 weeks. I said, I didn't know that.
Wow.
The information I was getting, which was an internal source, was that he was fine. If he had to play, he could have played. Well, evidently, he was sore even in this game.
So his arm, was, when he was throwing that ball, it was hurting him.
Yeah, so it was probably a product of over the season.
Hold on, Barrett. I just had a brainstorm on the perfect game plan. If my quarterback has a sore arm and I'm playing the scrubs of an opponent in a game I need to win, Rhea, let's dial up to start the game 9 consecutive pass plays.
Seems like a healthy game
plan. Doesn't right. that seem brilliantly logical to you?
Mind-boggling.
All right, let me just to give you the rest of our lineup today because it's great. Elliot Shaw Parks is at 7. We got a doctor coming out at 7:40 who was at the game.
725.
Yeah. He was evaluating exactly what he was seeing from Hurts.
Yeah, it's good.
He's Dr. Schwartz. He knows everything, so he'll tell us. 8 o'clock's the return of Ray Dittiger. 8:30 is Barrett's old buddy, Seth Joyner.
Nice.
I don't know what he's doing. Lately, he's gotten a little Pollyanna. For
has
my
Pollyanna.
I'm going to have to straighten him
Say
out
that
today.
To his face.
And then at 9 o'clock, voila, the coach. The coach moved from 7:30. Rhea had to wrestle to get him out, but he's on. Okay. And he'll be here at 9 o'clock. That's our lineup. So let me take you through what we witnessed yesterday. You can call us at 295-592-9494. We will start with Hurts' emergence from the tunnel to begin a football game. We were dying to see him again before the regular season ended, and there he was.
Jalen Hurts, great to see him back. After a 3-week absence, missed 2 games. Let's see what the first play is from Jalen Hurts.
All right. And so they were chanting MVP, MVP,
yep.
MVP.
Yep.
You wanted to see what the first play was? Here it was.
Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Completed a crossing pattern. Breaking free. A.J. Brown all the way down to the Giants 30. How's that?
Maryland, just as he told me before the game, he said, the first pass is going to come to me, and I'm going to break your record.
And he did.
That's great.
All right, that was all well and good. So here's what I'm thinking, because I'm stupid. All right? This is going to be a cookie.
We're going to,
by the half, I'll be getting ready for bed.
And
Gardner Minshew will be in the game. And then they reinforced it by giving the little guy the ball, Boston Scott.
Giant killer.
Here's what he did.
Boston Scott, well, the giant killer.
Yeah.
He is the giant killer.
It's amazing what he's been able to do against that team throughout his short stay in Philadelphia.
Double tight end. Motion. Goddard comes back to the near side. Shotgun. Hurts. Gives it off to Scott. Up the middle. Touchdown! Boston Scott, the giant killer, does it again.
Yes, he does.
Now, what if I told you that was the only touchdown the Eagles would score the whole day?
It was shocking.
Now, they scored another touchdown, and I'll get to it later because, as I warned you on Friday, Carl Cheffers was not letting that touchdown go, even though nothing happened that merited a penalty.
Right.
But that was what you just heard in the official records of the game, was the only touchdown. Jonesy.
Amazing.
Do you understand their defensive line was all benched? They had all their scrubs in there. They had their scrubs in the secondary.
Yeah.
You couldn't score a touchdown the rest of the game?
No, it's incredible. Actually.
How is that? How
concerning.
Can I not get nervous about that? So anyway, so they get to the fourth quarter, Barrett, and here's where you're still comfortable. I mean, Davis Webb is their quarterback.
Right, right.
The guy has never thrown a pass before. His parents are in a luxury box watching it going, I can't believe the kid's getting his shot. This
right,
is
right.
pretty cool, right? And all of a sudden, the guy starts doing stuff. And here's an example of their comeback in the fourth quarter.
Two receivers to each side. Webb is back. Quarterback draw to the 10, to the 5, and he bangs his way into the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Giants on the quarterback draw, and this thing just got tight.
It got tight because if they got the two-pointer, it's a one-score freaking game. You got all your regulars. They got none of their regulars. Almost none of their regulars in the game. And you're going to squirm through this thing? Well, they missed the two-pointer.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. They got the Eagles. Now, this is where the Eagles dominated because they ran. They ran, and they milked most of the rest of the clock. Davis Webb gets the ball back. Now it's 22. Eagles got 22. They still got 9. And he's still running amok. Listen.
For the first time in his career, Jake Elliott, as the ball is snapped, the kick is up. The kick is good. And Jake Elliott has 5 field goals for the first
time. All right, that made it 22. Yeah. And then Merrill missed this. All right, Merrill missed this throw. This was a phenomenal catch. But still, what are you doing? You're letting him catch a ball in the back of the end zone.
Here's a Webb going for the end zone, and it is incomplete. Intended for Golladay.
It's caught. It's caught.
They're giving him a touchdown. They say Golladay had it.
He lands both feet in bounds.
So he does.
If that ball was not bobbled, and I don't think it was, that's a touchdown.
Oh, boy. Take a deep breath.
Take a deep
Eagles
breath.
Eagles lead by 6 points.
6 points, and there's still a minute and some change left. And then
onside kick.
If they execute the onside kick.
There would have been an execution.
If the Giants had actually pulled that off, did you have any faith that our starting 14-3 defense would stop Davis Webb on the final possession to win the game?
Zero.
No.
Zero.
They'd already shut it down. They were already
How can I come out here and be happy? So anyway, maybe Nick will help us.
No.
All right? Let me start. I'll give you a couple shots at Nick Sirianni after the game. Here's where he reflected on a fine season.
You know, this team's done some special things. Some of the records that this team has had, as far as AJ and Devontae, to have two receivers do that, the most points, the most wins, most importantly, right? The most sacks, right? Just a lot of great things that happened in the regular season.
Okay, Nick, but moments ago, Keith Jones on the WIP Morning Show called the game a turd. What do you think?
Great question.
You know, did we feel like we played a great game today? No, not by any means, but this team should be confident, right? And that doesn't mean cocky. It means confident that with all the things that we've been able to accomplish this year, and I just want them to know, like, even after those two losses in a row, like, you guys have a reason to be confident.
Glass half full, glass half empty. Let me just say, I got a torrent of emails yesterday.
Yeah, you should have.
The glasses of the people calling when they were not drinking were about 3/4 empty.
Yeah.
The people
after
are
watching
people
that,
are,
they should be.
People are livid, and they're livid at the coaching staff. They're not livid at Hurts.
The
they're not livid at
awful.
The players. They're livid at how these masterminds of football managed to make a game out of it in your home ballpark with so much at stake against a bunch of scrubs.
Yeah, that didn't want to be there.
If you're not worried, congratulations. You have somehow managed to block out reality. I am not so fortunate. That was awful.
Right.
And I am now officially very concerned. In fact, I told my wife, we're planning a trip the end of January.
Sooner rather than later,
I think
buddy.
I'm going to have some downtime.
Easy.
Pretty soon, I will turn my attention to my wife.
Where are we going?
Poor Gail.
And nobody wants that less than my wife.
When I heard about your Friday night, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that was not great either. Dennis is up first from Mount Laurel. Dennis, what did you see yesterday?
We have a quarterback with a sore arm, and we open up with 8 or 9 pass breaks.
Nine straight passes.
That's poor planning, obviously. But one thing I want to say, Angelo, 14-3, we had a good year.
Yeah.
But unlike you, we have a lot of questions. But the biggest question is, where's that freaking Lamont at?
Oh, Lamont. That's what you're worried about. Yeah, they did it. The Cowboys got snuffed yesterday.
That was incredible.
By Washington's third stringer, Ben Powell, who now that I look at it, I think Ben Powell's better than Wentz.
Sam.
Of course he's better.
Sam Powell?
Close
whatever
enough.
The name is.
You know, you know, whenever the Cowgirls lose, they don't show Jerry up in the box. He must have been really unhappy.
All right, but Dennis, can you focus on what's happening here? This is our season of hope, and what we saw yesterday made it very hard to hope.
Yeah, the quarterback, the best thing I could say about the Giants quarterback is I didn't know his name, but they played him knowing that he wasn't going to do anything, and what does he do? He lights up our defense.
Yep. Dennis, the fourth quarter. I don't know. If that doesn't set a red flag up, what's going to – they tried to pull the game out.
Yeah.
They might have done it if they had one more possession. I wasn't going to – if they did, what were the Eagles going to do in that possession? They just let him come down the field three straight times.
When Big Play Slay let up that pass play and they kicked the onside, I thought we were going to lose the game.
Dennis – again, you sound glum. Are there people out there that are really emotional one way or another here? Because you can see I am. I put a lot. You should have seen me yesterday.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I was not. I left a social event on Saturday night to watch the football.
Yeah, and your
to
guy
see
won.
My man, Doug
Peterson.
Yep. I was happy there. The first games were all exciting, but the whole time I was just tense. I was nervous.
Yeah.
And now I know why. Because my team, 14-3 with the bye. I don't know what to say. I turned on Barrett Brooks after the game for 2 minutes before I went to sleep.
What'd you think?
They were very positive.
Well, they
I don't they understand won. That. Well, they won, but
they got won. Deeper into it as the show went along.
They did get deeper. Did they get deeper into it?
Yeah, there was some. There was some. You know, some stuff that we had to talk about as far as. Too many missed sacks, too many missed INTs.
I don't think Ruben Frick said any of that.
No,
he's Barrett extremely.
Barrett.
Thank God. Whatever they're paying you, they should double it. Because can I be honest, both Jaworski and Ruben Frick, they're a little too positive for me.
They should give you some Al's money from the hockey.
Yeah. 215-592-9490. For people, I'm looking for some emotion, pro or con. Either way, what they did is amazing. I don't remember how they did it. 215.
Two words, Jalen Hurts.
215-592-9490.